Well, we've broadcast from some funny places, but I think this must be one of the strangest. We're in the middle of a street in Chelsea, right, almost in the heart of London, not far from the Thames, and here tonight, in a rather wintry sort of a night, although it's not raining at the moment, but it's very cold, believe you me, and here the streets are, well, this street is crowded with all sorts of technical equipment as the J. Arthur Rank organization are on location with a new film. Now, one of the stars of that film is Miss Anne Crawford, whom I'm sure many of you will remember in films previously, and I'm going to ask her a few questions. Firstly, welcome to our microphone, Miss Crawford, and tell us, what is this film about that you're on at the moment?
Well, it's about police women. Mainly, the working title at the moment is called The Police Women, but we're not going to call it that finally. They're going to think of something a little more appealing and romantic. But you might, more or less in a nutshell, describe it as the women's answer to The Blue Lamp.
Well, The Blue Lamp was a very successful picture out in Australia, so we can probably look forward to this one being successful too,
if it's along the same lines. We've got a big tradition to follow, I'm afraid. It's always very difficult.
What sort of a role are you yourself playing in the show?
Well, I'm just an ordinary PC who apparently was married during the war and had a baby, and she's her husband has been killed and the child. And she always seems, in some strange way of fate, to be detailed to look after the baby cases.
I see. And what have you been doing in the immediate past, Miss Crawford, apart from this film?
Well, I have been on tour with a new play by J.B. Priestley, which unfortunately didn't come to London. And I've been making a radio serial with Jack Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually finishes on the 13th episode. I hope that's lucky. And we record that final episode this coming Sunday.
Yes.
Just to keep us really busy. And
I've also been
doing television. Well, the last film I did was in Hollywood with Claudette Colbert. It was called Bonaventure.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was a detective story placed in a nunnery.
Rather an unusual theme.
Yes, it was quite fun too, my first visit to Hollywood.
How do you find working in Hollywood as compared to working here?
Oh, technically highly efficient, you know. Everything, clothes are tested, hair's tested, makeup. Everything before you go on the floor is finalised.
Yeah.
A little bit machine-like, but I find them very charming, most hospitable. I'd like to work there, but I don't think I'd like to live there.
And film plans for the immediate future after this one's over?
Well, you know, there's a terrible superstition in our business. If something looks like happening, we must
never talk about it.
I'm crossing my fingers about one at the moment.
Well, we wish you luck anyway, and thank you very, very, very much.